Good evening, and welcome to Christmas Bedtime Stories, read by Kim Quine. Tonight's story is Santa's Underwear by Marty Rhodes Figley. It was Christmas Eve and time to get ready. Santa shined his belt buckle and polished his best black boots. He ate a healthy dinner to give him energy for the busy night ahead. As Santa munched on his whole wheat bread, visions of delicious sweets danced in his head. Tonight, the children would leave tasty treats by their Christmas trees just for him. He brushed his teeth, then scrub-a-dub-dubbed in the tub. After blow-drying his hair, Santa combed his silky beard until it shined like new fallen snow. Wrapped in his favourite robe, he admired how jolly he looked in the mirror. The hour had come to put on his special Christmas clothes. Santa pulled open the underwear drawer in his dresser. He poked around. Where were his long red woolly undies? Even though they were old and saggy, he always wore them under his suit on this special night. They kept him warm as his sleigh swooped across the starry wintry skies. Santa looked through the rest of the drawers, checked the dirty clothes hamper and peeked under the bed, but all he found there was one white sock, a dusty rubber reindeer toy and two sticky candy canes. No red undies. Santa sighed.
I guess this year I will just have to wear something else.
He tried on the pink boxers and t-shirt Mrs. Claus had given him last Valentine's Day.
Too many hearts and cutesy cupids,
he said. Then he buttoned up the green long johns he wore every St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, these shamrocks aren't Christmassy at all.
His Easter briefs, covered in pictures of dancing jelly beans, made Santa ask,
Oh, what was I thinking?
The tighty-whities and undershirt he was bought for Thanksgiving were now a little too tight and uncomfortable. Well, he did eat a lot of pumpkin pie that day. His boring regular underwear just wasn't right for tonight. What was he going to do? Wear no underwear at all on Christmas Eve? That would certainly make him shiver and quiver out in the cold. Santa threw his hands up in despair. The clock was tick-tocking. Children all over the world were expecting their presents. There was no time to waste. He would just have to wear those silly shamrock long johns. At least they were green and warm. Santa sighed as he opened the closet door to get his Santa suit. And there, on a hanger right in front of him, tied with a bow, were brand new Christmas undies. They were just like his old ones, but not saggy, and their colour was almost as bright as Rudolph's nose. A card tied to the front read,
Dear Santa, use this wally gift tonight. Last Christmas we couldn't help but notice that you really needed some new undies. Warm wishes, Rudolph and the reindeer.
Decked out in holiday red, Santa admired how twinkly his eyes looked in the mirror. He finished dressing, popped on his hat and raced out the door. As Santa hopped into his sleigh and rose out of sight, you could hear him exclaim,
Oh, thank you, Rudolph, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer and Vixen. Thanks to Comet, Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. Now let's get this show on the road. We've got a job to do.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's bedtime story. You can listen to this and all our other bedtime stories as podcasts at manxradio.com.